we present Charides the Thinker, Alexandria, 276 BC, written by Claire Bartlett and Ian McLaughlin, and starring Ulrich Diehl and Sarah Schenken. Tonight's episode, The Scene of the Crime.
I just wanted Charides out of the house so that I could prepare the food, get myself ready, and we could have a nice night celebrating.
What went wrong?
If I say everything, is that enough?
What do you think?
I think you look like the nicest old man in the world, but when you bite into something, you're like a crocodile and you don't let go.
Sounds about right. And you're trying to distract me again.
Oh, all right. I cooked everything, got it all ready, then I put on my best dress and prettiest sandals.
And?
And nothing.
Nothing?
I waited for hours. He didn't come home. I thought he was taking his time in the market. Then I wondered if he'd been attacked or got talking with the philosophers. He can talk with them for hours. Or maybe it just seems like hours. Anyway, it got late. Dark.
And you were worried about him?
Well, yes, he doesn't know the city the way I do. So I went out to look for him, and almost right away I heard there had been a murder at the gold merchants, and I just knew he would be there.
So you went there?
You know I did.
And?
You know how bad you think it might have been? It was worse. I had to push my way past some guards to even get in. And those guards really need to be talked to about letting me get past them.
I'll tell General Karnak as soon as you finished your tale.
The merchant's store was full of soldiers. Soldiers, gold, a dead body. It wasn't Charides, before you ask. There had been two partners in the merchant's business. One of them, Raynor, was dead. The back of his skull had been bashed in.
And Charides was there?
Yes. With the captain of the guard, Marak. They weren't getting along.